Good afternoon. It's 4:04. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Michael Hancock is in his last week as mayor of Denver after 12 years in office. The city has paid an average of $1 million per year on settlements between protesters and the police. Even so, Hancock insists reforms are working.
I think the legacy will be some bold things that we did in public safety. We went head-to-head and eye-to-eye to address the issues of excessive force and said there's never a time when excessive force is okay.
Hancock noted the success of the STAR program, which dispatches mental health experts instead of armed police to certain emergency calls. The El Paso County Fair kicks off this weekend. KRCC's Jess Hazel has more on the annual celebration of agriculture throughout the Southern Colorado region.
Some fairs are already underway, like in Custer and Park counties. In El Paso County, the fair runs for a week and features attractions like a rodeo, demolition derby, and a junior livestock sale. 4-H kids compete at county fairs for a chance to participate at the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo at the end of August. This year's State Fair theme is Mountains of Fun. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
And a quick note, the El Paso County Fair is an underwriter of KRCC. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 4:06. Keep it tuned now for All Things Considered. That is coming to you next here on KRCC and CPR News. Expecting overnight lows of 61 in Denver, 57 for the Springs tonight with a chance for some showers. Low to mid-80s tomorrow with, again, a chance for some showers, especially in the Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak region. Warmer and drier for Sunday. And plenty warm and dry for you folks in Grand Junction this weekend.